Hello, Mustang fans, and welcome to another Ford Performance Edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. I'm John Clore, Enthusiast Communications Manager for Ford Performance, along with my co-host Mike Ray, President of the Mustang Owners Club of Southeastern Michigan, or MOXM, and the International Council of Mustang Clubs. You know, we've long said that everyone has a Mustang story, so that's why we work to bring you the inside stories behind all the cool cars, clubs, collectors, and the characters in this incredible Mustang hobby that we enjoy so much. And Mike, speaking of enjoyment, we've got a very special episode tonight that involves a very important position at Ford when it comes to the Mustang and its loyal owner base.
The most important position in the Mustang world from the Ford area. And everybody listening right here is going to have a great, great treat tonight learning from him.
Yeah, you know, and Mike, you and I always work with all the Mustang marketing team, but to have a new Mustang brand manager, it's awesome. So we're going to welcome Mustang brand manager Joe Bellino to the Mustang Owners Podcast. Joe, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I've heard about this. I've listened to it. Now I get to be a part of it. So super excited.
Well, that's Mike Ray's fault. So we started the podcast a while back and I say, hey, Mike, we're 337th. And he goes, oh, we got to get in the top 100. And then when we climb the, oh, we're in the top 100. Well, we got to be in the 50. Well, we got to be first. So when we was it Mike last fall when we finally.
October,
when we finally got the top ratings out there, it was so exciting. And Joe, it's because all the guys and gals that work at Ford and all the people in the hobby and all of the movers and the shakers in the Mustang world have agreed to sit down with us and talk Mustang. And I think that's what everybody's hungry for. And we can't be more excited for you taking on this new position at Ford Motor Company. So congratulations on this.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be in the role, being a Mustang fan and my entire life and being around the car. Now I get a chance to be in this role and connect with the customers, the enthusiasts, and kind of bring this car to life is awesome.
Well, Mike didn't tell you that it's probably one of the hardest jobs at Ford. I mean, if you were the Transit Connect brand manager.
Like, all are important, John. All are important.
I know, my wife has
your attention.
My wife has a Transit Connect.
Let's just say there's more eyes on the Mustang.
Ah, there you go, Mike. That's what I tried to say.
That's very true.
That's right. So did anybody warn you? I mean, the Mark Schellers or the Jim Owens to say, you know, Joe, you might think it's all exciting and great, but this is a super high visit. I mean, this is, and we're not going to hide anything here because Mike and I both know the answer. It's the most iconic product Ford has, and it probably ever will. This is it. Mustang is it.
Absolutely. There's definitely pressure, right? Because you've got this icon that you're responsible for. But you know, there's definitely good days and bad days. But the good days far outweigh the bad days. And I think if anybody would have told me, you know, what I was getting into, I still probably would have been here because it's been on my list for a long time.
Well, you're not going to be hiding any place anytime soon, especially from the world that Mike and I live in. And, you know, with the Club Connect world, we're dealing with 550 Ford clubs registered with Ford all across the globe, except for Antarctica, which raises one question I wanted to ask before Mike starts hammering you. Jim Owens, your predecessor, once said that we weren't on every continent. We were not on Antarctica. And there is a city in Antarctica that I think at one time has a couple of hundred people there. He wanted to fly in with a Mustang and establish a Mustang club in Antarctica. But when he floated it to the 50th committee, they kind of laughed it off. You're not going to do anything that crazy, I hope, Joe.
I'm not, no, but it's on there, right? When I took the job, it was told that we got to get one over there. So it's on the list. I don't think it's happening in the next week or so, but we'll see if we can get it there at some point.
Okay, well, Mike, as far as I understand it, you know, in your life working on the Mustang team projects a couple of years ago, you and Joe you actually met in conference rooms quite often.
Yeah, Joe was on, we were on the same team, on the launch team during the 2015 Mustang and GT350. So that's when I met him. And Joe was even there a little bit before, I think, do an internship with some of the Mustang team as well. So he's been around it for a very, very, very long time. And when I got the word this year, hearing about it, it was actually at the GTD reveal this year. When I heard about that, I couldn't be more proud of somebody who I've worked with and known just as a friend. Perfect guy for the position. And I'm not the only one who said that. I hear that everywhere that I talk to, that Joe is definitely the perfect guy for this position. And everything I've seen so far, definitely he's living up to it all.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. It's hard to believe it's been over 10 years now, right?
It was 11 years ago.
When we 11 years, yeah. Yeah, it's been awesome. And I appreciate the kind words. It means a lot when I'm coming into this. And, to be a part of it is something I've been looking forward to.
Well, Joe, we're going to have to tell you the truth now. The truth is, we're kind of connected to the Mustang world. And even though Mike and I can't be everywhere, we're not omnipresent. You are trying to be everywhere because that's what you do. And we get a lot of feedback. So when we've had people out in the field and they said, hey, did you meet the new guy or this guy or that person? Or did you go to the tent or did you talk to the Ford person? And we get, a lot of very honest feedback. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not so good. I can tell you one manager I had over my career. I remember talking to the media because, I used to be a auto writer for Auto Week, and it was a buddy of mine. And after I introduced him to my manager, he came back and he said, hey, Clor, where'd you get this guy? He's a nerd. But Joe, Mike, let's be honest. Joe, every time we've had feedback, hey, I met Joe Bellino. What a great guy. This seems like the right guy. I mean, everybody, I have not met anyone, and Mike, I'm sure you haven't either. When they try to give me, hey, I'll go meet this guy, I'll let you know what I think. Joe, you've really been able to connect with all of these people that come up to you at shows. Yeah, they say you're very approachable, and that's really important. Mike, we can vouch for some people, especially when you get into the management at Ford, that if they're not approachable, so people just don't feel part of the connection with the company.
It's been unanimous from my side, for sure.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. That's what I want, right? Because when I go to events and shows, I want to talk to the customers. I want to talk to enthusiasts because they're what keep us going, right? And keep buying our products and putting the good word out for Ford and Mustang.
Well, yeah. And to that end, Joe, somehow Mike, I don't know if you owed him money or anything, but you showed up at his club meeting. You showed up at the club meeting with a car, and you gave a walk around and people were in your face. I mean, just talking to you straight up. And, yeah. And after you left, people were saying, boy, this guy not only knows his car, but he's just a very, he's one of us. And that's not often said because, there's a lot of people over the years that go to banquets and shows, and the Ford marketing guy helicopters in. He says his predetermined scripted comments, and then he helicopters out. But you hung out to the very end. You stayed with people. You talked. Joe, that is what Mike and I have learned, at least in our hobby, that makes a difference with people, and they can feel that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's important to me because this doesn't feel like a job. I would be doing this whether you paid me or not. I did it on the weekends. I go to car shows. I try to interact. So the fact that I get to do it from this seat is awesome. And, I love interacting with our fans and our owners and our community and just talking Mustang, because to me, there's nothing better than having those conversations and seeing what people like, don't like, ways we can improve. That's what it's all about.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You know, the thing I love about it is, marketing managers, some of the engineers, John, we know, you're talking about the Parasects, the Art Hydes, the Owens, and now Joe, all actual true enthusiasts of the car and of the hobby. So they're not just a textbook job. They all live, breathe, and eat it, right? I mean, it's just, it's everything to them, and it shows in the product. They listen to the customers. So like Joe said, talking to everybody. That's what gets, in there. And you've seen, we can tell the taillight story for the 100th time if we want, but that's the reason that they listen to the actual owners and the enthusiasts and actually, take it and make it happen on the car.
Yeah. And Joe, you're kind of tasked now with, you know, the new 24 car, it's beautiful. But you've got, you know, you've got some bridges to cross with this car. It's brand new on the market. You've got a brand new model, the Dark Horse, never been out before, which has got to establish itself in this long list of iconic names in Mustang's history. How do you plan to attack that with your model lineup this year?
Yeah, it's a really good question, John, because as we start this year, right, it's a lot of pressure on the 24 model year, and it's all new and sales are off to a really strong start. You mentioned bringing in an all new performance nameplate since the first time, I believe since 2001. So we've got some new heritage and some new territories to cross. And we're doing that in a couple ways this year. We've got Mustang ownership experiences. So they're called Mustang Unleashed. So we're trying to meet the customers where they're at, go to local events. And we've got this 12-stop road show set up to take 24 model year owners and kind of immerse them in the Mustang culture and let them learn about their car. And while we're out there, we'll let other people come and learn about Mustang too, and then try to bring them into the family. So that's one thing we haven't done before that we're doing this year. And actually the first event starts this weekend, April 12th in Long Beach at Formula Drift with Vaughn Gittin. So a whole bunch, we've got a website set up, mustangunleashed.com, where you can go and check it out and see where some of the events are. But it's really taken a different tactical approach to Mustang this year as we're trying to grow this brand, not just this year, but, you know, keep it going for the next 60 years.
Well, absolutely. We're really excited about that because, you know, Mike has been tasked, as you could tell from doing that summit. Mike, what is it, like 10th year for the Mustang Club Summit?
Yeah.
I mean, so we've been really working hard to try to share ideas on how to get people into the hobby and young people, especially owners who are leaning towards getting a new 24, or young people who haven't been in the hobby, maybe they come in with an SN95 or something, but to get more people into the fray, because, you know, a lot of people, Joe, your predecessors, and a lot of the retirees that you're probably going to meet at Mike's event, say the same thing, that the reason why Mustang is such a high visibility product even today isn't because of any advertising campaign. It's because of the owner base.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true. Because, you know, you don't see us out on TV spots or in other places, right? It's word of mouth. It's this strong connection that owners have. And like you let off the podcast with John, everyone's got a Mustang story, right? And it's like, once you get bit, you're stuck. You're part of the family. Sorry. And we're happy to have you here. I know that was the same thing for me. Probably the same thing for you guys too. It's that connection that you get as being part of the Mustang community. And you try to bring more and more people into that.
Well, except now it's 60 years old.
Yes, it is.
Very few cars last, you know, everybody's a pet rock and they'll be out for a couple years. And, you know, thank God we didn't become the Ford Probe. It was a nice little car for what, 7 or 8 years, and then went away. And Mustang has got some kind of pixie dust sprinkled on it because the new car is just as cool as everybody expected. And all the people in Mike's club and clubs that are listening and all the owners that are listening today feel the same way, that there's just something about what you're bringing to market, Joe, that makes this different than everybody else and even made other manufacturers run away and hide from the pony car market. And now you've got it just like when you started 60 years ago, you were all by yourself, and now you're back again all by yourself.
It's just us. And we're not going anywhere, right? I think that's key. I know Jim Farley has mentioned that the V8's not going away. Mustang's just as strong as we've always been. So there's that to look forward to. And to your point, like, Mustang is just as strong as it was 60 years ago. We're America's best-selling sports car. We're the best-selling sports coupe globally for the last 10 years. So Mustang's got a foothold, and the new car, the all-new 7th Gen, just kind of propels us even farther to reach a new audience and to recapture some of that. And we're excited, right? I mean, what a great time to have a brand new car on top of a 60th anniversary as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I know you were down in Birmingham with the MCA's big anniversary show in Barber Motorsports Park. I know that people went to the 50th and said it wasn't quite what the 50th was, but Joe, to have that many cars there and that many, and the on-track event, to have people experiencing the Mustang the way it was meant to be experienced, which is, you know, with your foot on the gas.
Absolutely. It was a no-brainer to be out there. It was It was fun. Got the
While
chance.
you were there, while you were having a good time and speaking there at the banquet and hanging out with Art Hyde, Mike Ray was slaving over a hot computer trying to put a big program together. So, Mike, you're doing something for the 60th, and you're, as I understand it, Joe will be coming by. Is it? And it's the 13th.
Yeah. So I mean, and this should be airing the week of, and we're putting our celebration together in Dearborn, Gateway Classic Cars, and Ford usually does their own standalone event in Dearborn as well, celebrated each and every year. But you know, now since the big Ford celebration will be in Charlotte on the 17th, the Ford employees and everything were invited to tag along onto our event, which we're very, very happy and very receptive to having everybody there. And like, as you mentioned before, John, we're going to have Mustang icons from the past 60 years walking around, chief engineers, designers, engineers, all different ones, all different great people that touched Mustang in some way, shape, or form over the last 60 years. And you can only do that here in Dearborn. And we're hoping really, really between 300 and 400 Mustangs to have there. So it'll be a great, great turnout.
Well, that will top your, I mean, Mustang Day's busy everywhere. You can just go to nationalmustangday.com and see what the Mustang Owners Museum has put together. Every club has gotten on there and told everybody what they're going to be doing. Almost every club across the United States, Canada, and across the entire continent, either even people across the pond, are all celebrating in their own way. But then, Mike, after we have this big event, Joe is going to be there. Then you guys are flying off. And, Joe, what the heck are you guys doing on the 17th at Charlotte?
Yeah, so this is a big one. On April 17th at Charlotte Motor Speedway, we're having a huge 60th anniversary party, as Mike alluded to. So we're extremely excited to bring this out. We're going to have thousands of Mustang owners there. And it's really what you would expect a birthday party to be. We're going to unveil the new limited edition 60th anniversary package. We're going to have hot laps and drifting. We're going to have the entire lineup there. Top racing drivers from all this different series. We'll have an owner car show. We'll have every single one of the race cars there. We'll have line entertainment. So it's what you would imagine for a huge birthday party on a special milestone like 60 years.
Wow, that's, you know, and while you two guys jet down to Charlotte, the old John Clore is going to be back here in Detroit, slaving on the computer, making sure that FordPerformance.com has the latest and what's going on. So don't you worry about me. I'm sure you'll send me pictures on your cell phone. And I don't know if you know this, Joe, but Mike Ray has photos of, I think, every person that ever lived at Ford with him.
He's a I've seen that.
I'm missing one.
We got to pull one up there.
Bill, yeah, I don't Ford. Have Bill Ford yet. Bill you Ford's Bill the only Ford. One I'm missing.
Let's call Bill's office. So it sounds, Joe, like you guys have pulled out the stops. And yeah, you know, we've been used to getting the phone call. Hey, can you get all the people you know over to World Headquarters? And that's all fine and good for the cars and coffee there. But this sounds like, I mean, you guys have gone all out. I mean, just to see the racing teams, the GTD, is that going to be there?
It will be there. Yeah. So the entire lineup, all the, you know, GT3, GT4, we'll have it all there. And I think the thought from our side was, you know, every year for Mustang's important, but 60 is a big one, right? So we wanted to pull out all the stops and have it there. And everyone's welcome. So if you're in the area, if you want to fly down, we still have openings. Go online and register. Would love to have everyone there. The more, the merrier.
Well, it's going to be a big hit. I mean, I know, Mike, the social channels are all blowing up. And everybody that we blasted across Club Connect, and every club's interested in this, Joe. And so it's really, congratulations on getting such a high impact event. I mean, it was quick out of the box, and people are changing plans just to go to that. So I'm sure I'll see a new picture of Joe Bellino and Mike Ray together.
Absolutely. And for all of our listeners on here as well, if you follow us on our Facebook page, the Mustang Owners Podcast, I will be posting pictures throughout the week, Wednesday, Thursday, while we're at the event, the day after the event. Any of the pictures that we get, I will share them with our community, as well as on the Maxim channels and things like in the international channels as well. But also, but for our Mustang Owners Podcast, if you follow us on there, please stay tuned on that Wednesday. I will be posting throughout the day.
Well, I'm going to be very, very interested in that, Mike. And I might send you a picture here from my home office at Ford Performance Central. And don't worry. I just hope the weather's great. You have a good time. And
87 and sunny, I heard.
Is it really?
That's what I'm hearing. Fingers crossed. Let's keep it that way.
No.
Yep. I was wondering if I needed to take a jacket, but it doesn't look like it.
Okay, well, that means that this is definitely not my year. So, okay, guys, well, that's I hope you have a great time. But, Joe, for the rest of the year now, you know, every club has their show, and sometimes it's early and sometimes it's as late as October. And all, if you look down the list, they're all having, well, this is their 60th year. They're all doing something, and they're all, you know, celebrating in some way. I mean, it's got to be so different for you to be able to, you could walk into any city in the United States, Joe, and find yourself at a Mustang Club show. Sure. Are you going to be able to, how are you going to be able to show the Ford management, the value of the legacy customer when everybody's on, you know, the 18 to 34 year olds, and especially when, you know, when they talk about, well, Mustang is not really, you know, it doesn't sell like F-150s. But Joe, I'm sure you know the value of a halo product and what a halo, an icon, does for a company's reputation.
Yeah, big time. I mean, it brings people into the brand. So, you know, you drive your Mustang on track. Well, you need an F-150 to tow it there, right? So it comes full circle. Mustang's super important part of the Ford brand and the Ford lineup. And, you know, I think we've got a really good management staff over here that understands how important Mustang is to the company and to the community. And I think, you know, going to these events, we want to keep talking. We want the feedback. And obviously the most important thing is, you know, that we look at our is sales, but we need to connect with people. And once you make that connection, they're going to buy, they're going to come into the family, they're going to buy another Ford product. So we will keep doing what we're doing. We'll keep going to events across the country, keep interacting, keep showcasing Mustang, because that's the best way that we can do it to bring it full circle and come around and keep people buying in our Ford dealerships.
Well, there's one thing Mike Ray keeps talking about. It's that he, and I truly believe that the listeners out there who are Mustang owners who are in clubs, you know, we want to be a partner with Ford and help pass the torch. And Mike, you always told me that you just think that the clubs are in a unique position to market the Mustang to our friends, because the third party endorsement is always bigger than any advertisement. You always said that to me.
Yeah, but you know, exactly like Joe just said, and we've been trying to get this message, you know, across loud and clear for many years, is, you know, the Mustang guys don't own just Mustangs. They drive other ones. They got Explorers, they got F-150s, they got an Edge, you know, so It is really expanding within the whole Ford brand. You know, it's not just a Mustang thing, but the Mustang people can relate more than any of the other nameplates. And once you get in there, like Joe said, they become part of the family, and then they'll, you know, their kids, their mom and dad, they talk to their neighbors. It just spreads like wildfire. And the Mustang is the iconic figure that gets them in and draws them into the brand.
Joe, you have to agree that it's hard to argue that. I know there's a lot of pressure on you, and especially trying to get more youth into the market, and you know, they're excited. I know everybody that comes to the car shows, but they're also excited to see an authentic brand with heritage. You know, I don't know about you, but I think a 1965 Mustang 60 years later is still a beautiful car.
Oh, it's one of the best, right? I think, and that's the important piece, is you got to bring new people into the hobby, into the brand. But we've got to keep the core folks, right? The hardcore enthusiasts, the ones who grew up remembering Mustang from 64, 65, right? We got to keep everybody happy and keep growing that. And I think that's what's made Mustang so great, is we've always kept growing. We've always brought that new audience in and developed them and have made advocates out of them. So that's the goal, to keep doing that moving forward.
You know, we in the club business, and I remember Mike a long time ago when I left SVT and got into this club program. I think I was at your meeting when I said, you know, we wanted every club member to be a disciple of Ford. You know, Jesus didn't preach the gospel by himself. He had 12 buddies.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. We wanted the clubs to be our disciples and go forth to preach the Ford gospel across the world. And, you know, and all you have to do is give them the Bible and give them the ammunition to go out there. And I remember, I think it was at your meeting, Mike, when someone said, well, what do you expect us to do? I said, look, everybody knows Mustang Club members are know about cars. They're gone with car stuff every day. And so they're the ones, when they go to the water cooler at work, that people come up to and they ask for advice of, because they're car knowledgeable. So what we expect you to do is, when somebody comes up to the water cooler and says, hey, you know, my kid wants to buy a Kia, what should I do? We say, I don't want to see you in a Kia. There's no fun day in a Hyundai. You don't get a lease on a Nissan. Do I like Toyota? Not one iota. You know, you can't go fun with a Honda. You got to buy a Ford. Get her a Mustang. Remember that, Mike? That and that brought the house down.
Yeah. It's absolutely true. I mean, you know, F-150 plays in that too. They have a huge following, obviously, and it sells more than any other vehicle in the world. But Mustang is the icon that brings it in. And, you know, I can't say, like, even the Chargers, the Challengers, they do not have a following of the people like Mustang does. You know, it's not even close in the comparison. And, you know, that's the only, the big brand. And like you said, no one's getting rid of Mustang. No, and we're not getting rid of the V8. So, I mean, don't get rid of, you know, don't think that's just going away or the time is limited and this is your last chance. Just come in the family and enjoy it. And let's hope we get another 60 years out of this nameplate.
Absolutely.
Joe, you've got a big task ahead of you. And, you know, we want the force to be with you. That's for darn sure.
Thank you.
You know, we're hoping that you can continue, as many of the good Mustang brand managers before you, to be the voice of the enthusiast at Ford Motor Company for us. And I think once you start hanging with us, you understand how much, just like you, we love Mustang and we want to make it as successful as possible. And Mike, you can say what you want. You know, I trust me, I own two F-150s. And I mean, it's a great product. It is the cash baby for Ford. And it makes Mustang insignificant when it comes to sales. But let's say this. You know, I don't know many kids that will take an F-150 poster and paste it on their bedroom ceiling and dream of the day that they'll be able to afford one. I know thousands of kids that will put a Mustang poster up and say, I want to be in that car. So, Joe, you have an iconic product. It may not be the big number, the big dollar product that Ford loves, but you can't pay for cool factor. You know, Tesla didn't do any advertising because everybody thought that was cool. And the cool fact, look what it did to their stock. I mean, that's real money, Joe. And
oh, yeah.
But, you know, John, just what you just said about the poster, Joe, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you had to have a Mustang poster up in your room when you were growing up, right?
I had many Mustang posters.
Exactly. So there you go. Wall. He's an example.
Yeah.
One of us. He's one of us.
Yeah.
I had many. Yeah. My dad instilled it at a young age, you know, taking me to car shows. And I own two Mustangs now, so I don't just work as part of the community. I live it on a daily basis. So, you know, I take it out on the weekends and go to car shows. So I love it.
Gosh, Mike, we're very lucky. I hope everyone listening tonight is very happy that we've got the right guy in this position as Mustang brand manager. Joe, we wish you all the luck. And so we're going to give you all the support that the Mustang community can possibly give you to keep this beautiful brand that makes us happy, that puts a smile on our face no matter how our day was. And we get out into our Mustang and all of a sudden the smile goes back on your face. Just keep it going if you can, Joe.
Yeah, that's the goal. We're going to try to bring the best product to market to make everybody happy and to resonate with our fan base and our enthusiasts and just make people proud of the brand. So that's the goal.
Well, party hardy on National Mustang Day, April 17th. 2024, 60 years after Lee Iacocca got out there and showed the world what a great car this new car would be at the World's Fair on April 17th with Henry Ford II there. What a great legacy of this car, and it's been great having you, Joe, so thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for the time. I appreciate it and look forward to coming back.
Mike, that was a good one. I don't know how you got him on. How did you do that?
Just a true enthusiast. Like Joe said, you know, when you love your job and the passion's behind it, doesn't feel like a job.
Absolutely not. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. But don't forget to check out the enthusiast section of FordPerformance.com this week. And if you haven't already done so, get your Mustang Club or Facebook group registered on FordPerformanceClubConnect.com and all of your Mustangs registered on Ford's Special Vehicle Registry.com. You can also find out what Mike's Mega Club is up to by visiting Moxxum.com, and please make sure you're following the Mustang Owners Podcast on Spotify so that you can be notified every time A new episode is uploaded, and as always, we welcome your comments and suggestions that you email us at clubhub@ford.com. So until next time, we'll be looking to catch you down the road.